this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Elite Pool Covers, saving you water today for tomorrow.
Can I play you guys my brand new favourite sound?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's someone walking like into a pole.
Is that what that ding sound is?
I thought it was like just a flagpole, like, you know, hitting. But
I was thinking to myself, geez, those bloody bells at the Carillion need a bit of a bit of maintenance.
And look, admittedly, there's not really much to this other than the fact that I just find people walking into things extremely funny, and I'd like to hear stories about it this morning. But
where's that from?
So I got that off YouTube. But I heard the same sound last night when I was speaking to my mate who was on the phone out for a walk, because he was going, "Ah, oh, yeah, man." And then I was doing this today, and like, he must have been paying attention. And like, he just goes silent for a moment, but I heard a more fuzzy version of this. And then he stopped talking. And I was like, "John, what are you doing? What's it?" He goes, "I just walked into a pole."
Just didn't even see it.
He just wasn't paying attention. Because you know what, Kimber? Because poles jump out at people. Okay. 1 second they're there, one second they're not there, the next they are.
Well, I mean, I've told Kimber this story, but I walked into a bollard because I was trying to impress some people. I turned my head to see some people that were in the other area. It was an outdoor area with an indoor area. And I sort of looked, turned my head, and I walked straight into a bollard, which was the height of my crutch. I ended up in my workplace with a packet of frozen peas on my crutch.
Right.
And the whole area went black. That's a true story.
Look, I've walked into a pole, but I did a good smack, like I smacked into something.
You smacked into it.
Had a beautiful dinner with friends out in their outdoor area. And then I said, I'll clear the table. And I cleared all of her favourite china. Put of the bowls in my hand, stacked up probably more than I could carry, and then walked them into the house. Well, attempted to, and the sliding door was closed.
No.
And you know what? It was head first. Like, how does your head hit first?
Did you save the crockery?
I saved the crockery.
Well done.
But I thought they all came running to my aid, but they just came over to laugh and laugh. And it was probably about 7 years ago, and it still gets brought up over and over at their house.
I've seen a lot of kids bounce off those sliding glass doors.
Did it leave a mark?
Oh, it did not leave a mark, was such a solid, like, without question, the most solid thing I've smacked into.
When we were kids. You just got me thinking about this. When we were kids living at home, mum and dad's house in Queen's Park, they had a big, just heap of glass doors. Mm. And we used to get a lot of pigeons. And occasionally you'd just hear.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And they'd be fine, but there'd always be at some point the fluffy outline of a bird that's run into a glass panel.
Mm. Those little stickers just aren't enough.
What did you smack into?
I smacked into the back of a tractor at primary school, Cannington Primary School, because someone had kicked the footy, and my eyes were up looking for the footy to mark it, and I went back into the back of a tractor. No wonder I'm the way I am.
I just want to hear stories of people smacking into things this morning.
I don't know what was worse, smacking into the tractor or knocking your plums.
Yeah.
It was a tough day.
Fiona in Dawesville, good morning.
Morning.
What'd you smack into, Fee?
So it's more like a daily average of about six would be sides of doors, walls just reached out and grabbed me.
Really?
It could be a drawer handle, bang on the knee. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like I'm a magnet.
Either that
or I walk around with my eyes shut.
No, I get a few of those doorways that you've walked in and out of many, many times, but you swing them a bit too fast and suddenly you take out one shoulder.
Yep, and you get that nice little bruise there, and then you hit it about three more times the same way.
Well, even worse when you wake up with bruises and go, I have no idea where that came from.
Yeah.
No idea.
Hey, Tev.
Yo. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What have you smacked into?
Funny story. It was about 5 or 6 years ago, because I live in the hills in Darlington, so I go for nightly runs. And one night I took a run, and me and Boomer decided to have a collision.
Oh.
And, it hit me hard. I woke up about half an hour later to an ambulance, a police car, and some guy who saw the whole thing and thought it killed me.
Wow. As in a kangaroo?
A kangaroo, yeah. Because there's lots of bush around where I live, opposite National Park. So, yeah, I just, 9 o'clock at night, took a run, no worries, and bang, woke up, scratches on me back, shirt torn.
Wow.
do you have any idea, was it just a coming together accidentally, or do you think it was saying, get out of here?
To be honest, I think it might have lined me up.
Right.
it might have, watched me the past few nights running, being like, yeah, I'm going to get him.
Wow. Well,
to be fair, Tev, I feel that way when I see people running.
I actually love the idea that it might be accidental, though. The fact that that poor kangaroo also took a hit and went, what just happened?
Yeah. I'm going to go for a 10K run.
Jada in Jandakot. Have we got that right, Jada?
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. Good morning. What did you smack into?
It wasn't me, it was my husband. He has a window cleaning business, and one time he cleaned a large sliding door, and then he got distracted and accidentally walked into it.
Oh. And,
yeah, he reckons it's the best advertising he could ever do.
I guarantee gold. There's no streaks except my head.
Have faith.
Believe. You must have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
You're up, Kimber.
Okay, ready.
It's you,
pumped.
It's you, and we've got Cheryl in 2J. Morning, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Cheryl, you live in 2J, but you drive to Forest Field for work?
I do. I've been doing it for 5.5 years now.
How long does that take you, Cheryl?
About an hour.
Okay.
Solid.
Yeah, so it's not too bad.
No.
Yeah.
What do you do for work, Cheryl?
I work at Woolworths.
Good one.
Yeah. And do you keep Mix 94.5 there for your hours drive in? We love it.
I do, most of the way, because you don't get reception a lot, all the way.
Sure.
But, yeah, most of the way, yeah.
Well, that's okay. It's a much better option than saying, most of the way, I channel flick.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Well, I listen to 2J Radio for most of the, till I get to a certain point where it cuts out, and then it's you guys.
2J Radio.
2J FM.
Yeah. God, it's got to be a
banger.
All right.
It's great.
Yeah, right. We're going to kick Kimber out because it's Kimber's turn.
Okay.
Off you go.
All right, Cheryl. Now, remember, of course, you can have faith or not have faith. That's up to you. The question or the category that we're going to be asking Kimber a question today is on the Arias. So last night, of course, the Australian Recording Music Industry Awards gave their awards out. So the question will be related to the Arias. What do you think?
Okay. Oh, well, I didn't watch it.
Not necessarily on last night's Aries, although it could be just that it's going to be a question on that topic.
Okay, that'll be fine.
You think that Kimber would know that stuff or not know that stuff?
Possibly know it.
Okay.
Possibly.
I'm hoping she knows it or something.
You're kind of halfway there.
You sort of have to get off the fence here, Cheryl.
Yeah, you're in Midland at the moment on the way from 2J. That's where you are. So we need you to be either in 2J or in Forest Field.
I'm in Forest Field.
Okay.
So it's.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
So I have faith.
You have faith. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Cheryl. Beautiful. Let's bring Kimber back in.
Don't say anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
And just so to let you know, Kimber, just to raise the stakes here, of course, you're representing Cheryl. And if you get this right or you two are in line, Cheryl will get $150 credit for Mover.
Okay.
Australia's Fair Share ride share.
Okay.
Download the app today, MOOVR. Kimber, your category is...
The Arias.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's a good start.
Yeah, it's a great start.
Mm. Oh, dear. Okay. there's so much to know.
There is.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
of course.
It's so broad.
It is. It's a broad church. But we have, we'll see what happens. Which artist or band has the most arias? Yeah, under any category.
Ever?
Which artist or band holds a record for the most aria wins? No, think. Don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, and please, you're working out.
Yeah, we want to hear you're working out.
I mean, there's no working out going on. What I'm hearing in my head is...
they were nominated, but they didn't win.
it's one of these tough ones because Aria's... I mean, it includes so many people, and it's been going for so long that it could be anything from John Farnham to, you know, some dude I've never heard of
who releases
rap songs every year.
That's correct.
And categories. There's a lot of different categories too.
Yeah.
So it's not just Song of the Year. It's, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I just want to go in hard with something like INXS. Because it feels like a good option.
It does. It does. But and I would encourage you to think about all those, you know, vast and varied categories that it could be.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But no, INXS is a good shout out for sure.
Oh, man.
Without giving anything away, Cheryl, would you know the answer to this?
No, not at all.
No, not many
I mean,
would.
I'd love to say I know, Cheryl, but I'm really clutching at straws here because, I mean, and you're encouraging me to think varied. So not even your standard rock artists. You're talking that it could be.
I'm just trying to find a way to make the next few minutes interesting, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't know. You guys choose the question. That's not on me.
So we need to lock in an answer.
Okay, I don't know the answer, and I'm going along the lines of, like, INXS, AC/DC, Crowded House.
Okay, all right, because it could be artists, could be bands.
I think it's going to be an artist.
All right, and a solo artist.
My gut instinct is saying it's going to be an artist.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a male because that's the world we live in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, mate, jeez.
Hey, Cheryl got it. She knows. We know, don't we? It's a sisterhood.
Yes,
we get it.
Yes, of course we do.
I don't know the answer. I'm sorry, Cheryl. I'm going to lock in Jimmy Barnes because...
Jimmy Barnes.
I don't know. He represents everything, right?
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's kind of covered all the bases.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's not Australian, so it seems like we'd take ownership over that.
Well, I mean, you know, he's been a part of Cold Chisel.
Yeah,
he's done his own solo stuff.
Sure.
He's produced.
It's a great shout out.
He's, you know,
shout out means it's not him. I have to lock in Jimmy Barnes because I don't know the answer.
Okay. So with 26.
Cheryl, who would you have locked in?
I have no idea. So I'm with you.
Mm. With 26 ARIA Award nominations.
How embarrassing. It's like 26. A really high number.
ARIA Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
Yeah. 15 ARIA wins.
Oh, no. Mm.
The Wiggles.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Big red car.
Wow.
So it turns out the world isn't dominated by men, but by the Wiggles.
Well, they were all men.
I would never thought of that.
Oh, hang on. There's a chick in there. There's a lady.
How many of those nominations have come since Emma's been in the band?
How many were?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're mainly 26. Men. Come on, guys.
So, 20. Cheryl, did you have faith in Kimba?
I did.
Oh, Cheryl, I'm so sorry. Fail.
That's okay, but I would never have thought of the Wiggles anyway.
No.
Oh, that hurts. That's a long drive from 2J to Forest Field every day while I keep letting you down. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No drama.
All right.
Oh, the worst.
All right. Well, Cheryl, you have a lovely day.
I will. Sorry, thank you.
Cheryl. And check out the Wiggles' greatest hits. It's
the
a great
Wiggles.
Album. Yeah, the Wiggles, mate. The Wiggles.
As if they don't have enough.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. What more did they need?
And a shout out to 2J FM too, by the way. They're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I faced my fear.
Go on.
And it's a pretty big fear. You guys have known for some time that I'm arachnophobic. I'm afraid of spiders. And I have been essentially my whole life, I guess. But some years ago, I was driving my car and there was a really large huntsman on the windscreen and it was on the outside of the car and I drove dangerously. Don't do this at home. It's not a good idea. I drove dangerously down South Street because I was trying to get the huntsman to fly off the back of the car using G-force.
Okay, so it was on the outside of the car. You could see it through the rearview mirror.
Not through the front windscreen.
Oh, okay.
So every time I stopped at a traffic light on South Street, the huntsman would come back down the windscreen and show its legs in front of me and I would panic and take off.
God, I can feel it.
Yeah, right?
For some reason.
And I was so panicky that eventually I ran my car off the road. And that was the day that my mum said, enough is enough. You and your sister, because we're both afraid of spiders, you both need to go and get therapy.
Okay.
So we went and signed up for like this spider therapy to try and stop us being less scared.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. It was pretty good. And so like I'm much, much better because I used to be to the point where I would like hyperventilate till I would vomit if I saw a spider. And it didn't really matter what size it was. So I've gotten a lot better because now – to scare me, they have to be quite big.
Mm.
And otherwise, I'm quite cool, calm and collected. And Maddie, you had a spider. You brought spiders in. We had Tarantula Boy come in and I had to face some spiders in a box. And that was quite challenging. And yesterday, there was a spider on the backseat of my car.
Oh, yeah.
And
what, just sitting there?
Yeah.
Just looking at you going, come here, Kimber. You're not afraid of me no more?
I don't even know how he got there. Just chilling on the backseat of the car. And I guess I had a moment of panic because, you know, it's a spider and it's quite a big spider that I have to face.
How big? How big?
A little tiny little thing.
Tiny little thing, right? How big?
It was a decent-sized spider.
In relation to 5-cent piece, 10-cent piece, 20-cent piece, $100 bill?
A 5-cent piece.
A 5-cent piece.
I'll keep this playing there.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Look, here's the thing. It was on the back seat of the car and I had a panic. I had a moment and I was like, if I lose this spider, I'm going to lose him in my car. And that was the biggest risk because you're like, then you don't know when he's going to pop up again.
Right.
It could be a week from now. It could be in your lap. It could be on the rear vision, like, you know.
Just exchange the car for a new one.
I was so brave because I panicked in a second and didn't know how to handle the situation. What did I do? I threw my hand down and I squashed it.
So you mashed it into the sea.
I mashed it.
Is this the new car you're driving?
Yeah.
Ugh. Thanks,
sorry, Midland Toyota. I cleaned up his guts. I cleaned it up. But I killed a spider with my bare hands.
Okay.
I'm amazed myself that I even did it. So when have you faced your fear?
Oh, you're going big.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Are you kidding me? With my own bare hands.
Oh, Kimber's opened a door here. Mm, I mean, that level of courage is going to inspire people to give their stories, I'm sure.
You guys are so mean.
Okay.
Hi, Marie. Did you face your fear?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
What'd you do?
Well, I was lying on the beach like I usually do, and I always have two towels. So I lie on one and my stuff sits on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just lying there watching the ocean and I just looked to my left and there was a bobtail lizard.
Oh, yes.
So it's one of those bloody big blue things, you know?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just looking at me. It was like 6 inches from my arm and I just sort of froze there for a minute and then I thought, right, don't scream because you look stupid because you're on the beach. So I just stood up, looked at it for about a couple of minutes, picked up my book, dropped it back down, and then it just walked off. I was like,
You brave, brave soldier, Marie. You brave soldier.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. One of my best friends is terrified of lizards, and she'd be absolutely mortified by that.
Oh, you're
mortified.
A ripper. You're an absolute ripper. Jacinta, in Merriwa. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Face your fear.
Yeah, I did. I too am afraid of spiders, and I dropped my husband off at a boys' night out, and I was on my way home, doing about 110 down the freeway. This lovely huntsman comes straight through, down my seatbelt, and sits on my chest.
No, no.
I pull over, jump out of the car, and just start scat-manning around.
Can see it. It's so visual right now.
The worst part is I'm actually 7 months pregnant, so you can imagine this big belly jumping around.
Oh, Jacinta.
Hey, the huntsman, you could have had the baby.
Oh, could have, almost.
Did you get back in the car? Because for me, it's car over.
I have to admit, I rang my husband and got him to come check the car before I got back in.
Pete,
Matt and Kimber. Guys, last night was a very exciting night for me.
Yeah?
Because it's draft night for the AFL.
Oh, yes.
No, well, all right, hang on.
I'm so surprised. I normally thought the news sort of talked about that for 5 days prior, and I haven't heard a thing.
No, it's been a little bit quiet this year. I don't know why. But anyway, that aside.
Yeah.
I get excited. And look, the reason why I get excited is not because I'm a footy fanboy. I mean, I love my footy, and I love, you know, I love everything about it. I love it. But the thing that I love the most about this time of year is it must be so amazing as a young person to be able to say you got picked up by an AFL club.
Yes.
Like, that is so cool.
Oh, most people are walking around saying they got picked up by an AFL player. Is that not the same? Different.
It's a good one. It's a different thing.
Very
it's
nice.
A different
stay
thing.
In my lane. Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, stay in your lane over there, Kimber. All right. Although you do bring the best questions when it comes to having
you do.
I'm not going to lie. But it was, look, it was the first round of the draft.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody was very excited to see who would go pick one. Jason Horn, Francis, North Melbourne, whatever. Don't really need to know much about that. But the West Coast Eagles, I'm just going to make a quick mention here. Campbell Chesser, who's out of WA, but that's fine. They picked themselves up a nice little strong midfielder.
Okay.
18-year-old, got him at pick 14. There's a couple of things around that. Fremantle got Jai Amos, so full forward there. Got him at pick 8. Now, but this is the cool thing for me, right? So pick 10 was a bloke by the name of Neil Erasmus. Couple of WA blokes went to Fremantle. Good name. Good strong.
You can imagine the court. Erasmus,
name.
You
Erasmus.
Legend.
That used to be the name of my cat.
Erasmus? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
My housemate's cat many where years
it,
ago.
What is it,
I don't
back,
know.
What was it, Erasmus? Is
called
that
him Erasmus,
a
yeah.
character from, like, you know, ancient times?
Can you Google that? You're good at Googling things
sure.
on the fly.
Yep.
Anyway, Neil Erasmus.
Neil Erasmus. But this is a cool thing for me. His mates, and there must have been 100 of them, right, were filming themselves watching the draft, keeping their fingers crossed that at pick 10 he will get called. Take a listen to this.
Pick 10, Fremantle selected Neil.
Yeah! Listen to that.
Wow. Is that the whole club? Who is that?
It's like 100 of his mates.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great? To be that happy for your mate on what must be the best day of his life.
Unfortunately, the guy then went on to say Neil Johnson. But anyway, they were happy at the time. Good on you, Neil.
That's amazing.
Did you Google Erasmus?
Yeah, I can tell you it's a Greek word meaning beloved or a Dutch philosopher.
Oh, there you go.
Mm. So somewhere in the middle of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ahoy there, mateys!
Mix 94.5's Masters Regatta.
Now, just quickly, as we speak right now on Mix 94.5's Instagram, there is a poll. About whether or not we should play this song tomorrow during the show in honour of the regatta, and you can go and vote in that poll right now. 64% are currently saying yes, so...
In honour of our boat tanking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boat tanking. I like what you're saying there. It's a great one.
Well, it is looks more like a tank than a boat anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah. Tanks float, mate.
Yeah.
It's the Masters Regatta. We can't wait. We're looking forward to it. We've been meeting a few other boat builders.
Skippers.
To see how they're going.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another one with us.
G'day, Josh.
Morning, all. How are we?
Good,
the,
Josh.
The captain of the Masters Apprentices.
Yep, couldn't go past it. Musical references there. 80s kids and a little bit of throwback to old school rock and roll. So can't wait for Saturday morning. Looking absolutely wonderful weather.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the design of yours. I thought you might have been going for a bit of a pitch for the new submarine contract with the shape and design. And if it's underwater, it's probably a good look. So.
Okay.
So you've got faith in us. How have you been in the regatta before? Is this your first time?
First time. Never seen it. Never been there.
Oh.
Me and my best mate, a couple of country kids growing up and... Look, 1 o'clock in the morning with X number of bottles of red wine under the belt seemed like a good idea. So
okay.
Here we are.
Excellent. Now, where are you at with your build?
It's in the shed on the farm in the Swan Valley. It's looking three quarters done. A bit of a late night tonight and tomorrow night, and we should be right to go as long as the blue set.
How are you getting yours to Hillary's?
Look, it's close to 5 metres long, so we're just working with Main Roads at the moment, trying to get them on board. Not sure about that roundabout as we get into the boat harbour, but we'll shut down the traffic for a few minutes.
Transport
I'm sure we'll
at 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah, I think the oversized loads is a restriction on daylight hours, but it suns up early, so 5:45 we'll be on the road and looking forward.
Now, our producers told us that, we were going to ask you about your design features, but that you're a bit shtum, you're playing a bit secret squirrels on that.
Oh, look, we had a few consultants working with us on our design. Obviously, last year we had a big lot of spearmint cartons and thought we'd go with a really aerodynamic design in the shape of a rhinoceros, but turns out... we couldn't get those coloured cartons this year, so we've changed the design. We called in Ben Lex and had a quick chat to him, and he's decided on a nice aerodynamic keel that we've got to keep under wraps until the day.
Okay. Oh,
Bondi!
Yeah, just put it out there.
Right.
Okay. Can I ask how many cartons you've used? Because we had someone come in last week and tell us that we need 2 cartons per kilo of weight to float.
Well, that's good. So we've got 2 of us on board, but it's carrying a bit of extra weight. So we've worked on about 480 litres of air for the 2 of us to be carried. So that's under the water. Works out to be around about 1,800 cartons under the water, and then another, probably about 600 under the water and about 1,000 on top.
We didn't even think about the ones that go under the water as opposed to on top of the water peak.
That's a great
point. We just created cartons as many as we could stick on. We didn't even consider above and below the water.
No, you're right, because like in all honesty, when we heard that number, I got really excited yesterday, Josh, because we brought Kimberly into the boat shed the other day because Kimberly and I started working a little bit more on it after Maddie and I had done some more last week. And I went, nothing to worry about, mate. We got 450 odd cartons already. There will be, I think we're close to up to about 650 cartons. But you're right, half that's above the water.
Yes, I think it's going to be less a boat and more a partially submerged hazard is what it's going to be.
I can picture it. Yes. The interesting part will be getting it out of the shed on the rooftop, but we'll see how that goes.
Apparently Pete's got that all worked out.
Oh, yeah, we're going to, it's a pulley system off the side of the building.
Can't wait.
He's really thought about it.
Hey, I have, Josh, as somebody who is a, master boat builder and a visionary like I, who's a real blue sky thinking kind of man, it must be frustrating when people don't have faith in you, but you can see it in your own mind.
Look, our kids, Lachlan, Keelan, Annabelle and Ethan, the 4 of them between us and our wives have had a lot of faith in us over the years. We've proven them time and again that we can get these things done. It's not our first foray into late night decisions on adventures. We did the Avon Descent in a similar fashion a number of years ago. We ended up ripping the back out of the boat and sinking that, so we should be in good shape for
good
this
form.
One. We did also play along with another radio station a few years back, and it's a bit of a pun on the name. We did a one-night van trip across the country over to Mount Isa in 4 days. Okay. And we always get there, so I think have faith.
Have faith.
I might jump ships.
There'll be plenty of room.
Good luck, mate. You see you over there. We'll see you at the finish line, Kimber. hey, Josh, from the Masters Apprentices, thanks for coming in this morning.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Thanks for having us.
Getting involved. We're thrilled you're coming down, and we love that all of Perth are going to come back down and get this thing going again so we can make it an annual event.
Yeah, get on board and come on down.
Beautiful.
All right, Mix 94.5 Masters Regatta from 10 a.m. Saturday morning at Hillary's, back for the first time since 2004. It's going to be an epic event. A whole heap of stuff will be down there for you to enjoy as well if you're not taking part in the race, and it's all free. We'll see you there.
We missed a really important day in the calendar yesterday.
Wow.
Very significant.
What? What could it have been?
Yesterday was Fairy Bread Day. And we just didn't even acknowledge it. We didn't even tell people that the joy was out there, that they could have had fairy bread for breakfast. You could have taken it in for office morning tea, lunch, dinner, anything. Yesterday was the day to celebrate our national food.
I've got to be honest with you, I've never been on board.
What?
I'd never...
How dare you?
Why?
I don't get it.
Mate,
it doesn't taste that nice to me.
Oh, fresh white bread, butter, and then
Vegemite.
The what?
No.
And Vegemite.
No Vegemite.
Do you know, at my birthday garden party a couple of weekends ago, I actually sent my partner James down to the shops in the morning to buy fresh white bread because I planned on making fairy bread for everybody and then drank too many gins and didn't get around to it. But I've got the fairy bread in my cupboard and the bag is open because I've enjoyed some this week.
Okay, so I did look, and fair play to you, I didn't realise it was such an important day to you. So I shall keep my opinions to myself.
I felt like it was an important day to everybody. Oh. I thought fairy bread was the universally loved food.
That's the only reason why we had kids.
Is to have fairy bread.
To have an excuse for fairy bread. along with everything else that you just like rediscover when you have kids as well. Like,
and it's just hundreds and thousands, right, on buttered white bread. That is fairy bread. There's nothing on else.
Yeah. And of course, you know, and because they don't know what it is like in Canada and stuff like that.
No.
Oh, bless them. They tried to recreate it for me while I was there because they didn't know what it was. And they used the sprinkles.
Oh, God.
What a horrible mistake.
No.
I was like, you know, it's not sprinkles.
No.
It's hundreds and thousands.
It's not the same.
And, you know, Fairy Bread Day, actually, they do fundraise for it too because it's dedicated to sprinkling kindness.
Aww.
And it's a conversation about mental health.
Aww.
So we were meant to get on board. So next year, like, can we put this, can we diarise this? Is that a word?
Why don't we wait till next year? This is your Fairy Bread today.
Okay.
Oh, it's great because by next year, people will have forgotten my position on it and I can be completely disingenuous and go, this is such an important day.
To hear Pete, Matt and Kimber for longer, listen to another one of their podcasts. And to swim warmer for longer, get an Elite pool cover. Mix 94.